From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. There was a big cultural shakeup this week in the Republic of Ireland. It is no longer legal to smoke in any enclosed workplace. That means offices, restaurants, hospitals, the cabs of trucks, and pubs. In a country where enjoying a cigarette and a pint of Guinness is a way of life, and where pubs are a major draw for tourists, the government has spent months trying to convince pub owners that this is a good idea. NPR's Allison McAdam visited a pub in the village of Doolin, County Clare, in the west of Ireland.
Gus O'Connor's pub opened in this two-street village in the year 1832. These days, the faces of long-dead pubgoers and local musicians look down from black-and-white photos on the walls. Around a wood-paneled bar, the smoking ban is an endless topic of discussion and laughter. It's Sunday, the last day before the ban is set to go into effect. Bartender Frances Nagel sums up her view of the smoking ban quite simply.
It's a load of muck. It is.
The job of enforcing the ban falls to Nagel. The Irish government set the burden of responsibility on pub workers. They're expected to ask customers who light up to stop smoking, and if the customer refuses, bartenders are supposed to ask them to leave. For 23-year-old Nagel, this is the heart of the trouble.
We have a lot of older people coming in, and we've all got a great relationship with each other, and I'm going to have to tell them tomorrow night, sorry lads, you can't smoke.
At a nearby table, beside a crackling peat fire, Patrick Duggan and Evelyn Flanagan sit side by side. Duggan sucks calmly on a cigarette. Evelyn says she doesn't smoke and thinks the ban is a good idea.
You get used to anything, so I'm sure that they will have to. But of course, you see, Irish people don't believe in following rules, and that'll be the problem. But I think it's a good thing.
And that's how we survive, is breaking a few rules down there. When times get hard, like, you know, have to break the rules a bit, you know, bend them a bit, give the government a hard time, like, you know.
he doesn't follow any rules anyway, I can tell you. He follows no rules.
Smoke puffs from Duggan's mouth as he laughs. And there is more laughter than bile about the ban here in the pub. As the night wears on, people in pubs across Ireland celebrate a last smoke. And at midnight, at least according to the law, all the cigarettes go out. The next day, Monday, everything and nothing is different. Guinnesses are pulled as usual at O'Connor's. It's a quiet morning with locals and tour buses passing through.
Thanks very much.
Bartender Jim Daly says this morning he posted no smoking signs around the bar and took the ashtrays outside. Now they sit on picnic benches across the street.
All the ashtrays are gone. Never again.
Some people joke that the other ashtrays are hidden away, saved for when the smoking ban is reversed. But for now, smoking has become an outside activity. Bartender Frances Nagel returns in the evening as a customer. She sits near the door with a pint of lager and says she's been outside for 3 smokes already in 2 hours.
It's okay. Just notice outside the door the amount of litter and cigarette butts. It's rather disgusting, really, you know?
Inside, musicians warm up sitting around a table. Christy Barry has played Irish flute at O'Connor's pub since 1969, and he finds tonight surreal.
That's kind of strange, you know, to look around this pub and see no smoke, you know. And it seems that there's a weird kind of a smell here tonight, actually. The smell of the smoke is gone. So.
Sure enough, there is no aroma in the pub, and you can see clearly from one end to the other. People traipse outside for smokes and back inside for beers. The musicians crack jokes about the smoking ban, and everybody seems happy. For now.
Okay, let's all go for a smoke.
Allison McAdam, NPR News.
Yeah.